Blog Talk Radio.
Is up and it is good. Welcome to the Extra Points Radio Show. I'm your host, the coach, Keith Howard. You are listening live from a snowy, cloudy, dreary, wet, did I say cold already? I did. Cold, nation's capital, capital of free world, America's hometown. This weather is not good weather at all. And so what happens is sometimes you get technical difficulty. Sometimes it's around weather. So, hey, I apologize to everyone who was looking for us at 10 o'clock. Things happen. It is what it is. It's 10:30, and we're here, and we're doing another episode of the Extra Points Radio Show. And I'm still, quite honestly, I'm still laughing from last week's episode. Tony Siragusa was just, that guy was hilarious. I got so many calls on it during the week, and I listened to it several times. If you haven't listened to that one, I got to get it up on the website. But you can go to the Marketing Pulpit website and Blog Talk Radio and get your own version of it. It was hilarious. And then, of course, we had our first installment of a Fit with Joy segment with Joy Henry. We're going to bring her back on the back end of the show to talk a little bit more fitness. 2018 is coming. Got to be fit. Got to be fit. Want to live a long life. So you got to be fit. Today's show. Pretty good show today. Of course, we'll always start with our PATs, our pay attention topic. And then we'll go around and do a little chatter on the coaching carousel and who's going to be gone. Because right now it's almost down to per game that this stuff changes and people, you know, maybe fired, then not get fired. I know there was one this past week, and we'll talk about that in New York. We'll talk about that one. And then we'll have our second installment of a Fit with Joy. So looking forward to that. But before we get into any of that stuff, we got to do our pay attention topics. And I think we got a good one for you this week. So first item on the PAT, tonight's the Heisman. Tonight is the Heisman Trophy, one of the greatest trophies in sports. Let's not forget what it stands for. It's for the best and most valuable college football player, and I think we got some good folks here. We got Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson was a Heisman Trophy winner last year, quarterback from Louisville, and he put up amazing numbers last year. Well, let's see what he does this year when, we saw what he did, and his numbers improved. And so the fact that his numbers improved, and we're still not talking about him as a repeat or a dual threat, is a little weird to me. I think partly because his team, you know, is average. They're an average team. They're going to a mediocre bowl game. They do play in a great conference, but they didn't win the conference. So I think that's part of it, and a part of winning the Heisman is winning. And that part of it, you at least got to win 10 games. I mean, unless you're doing something that'll never be done before, you at least got to win 10 games. He didn't do that. So I think the chances for Lamar to win are really 50-50, and here's why I say 50-50. On one hand, he didn't win, and maybe, you know, he didn't have all of the analytics that you'd like. But then on the other hand, he won it last year, and his numbers improved. So how do you explain giving it to somebody else? Someone's going to have to explain that. Now, the Heisman traditionally doesn't do any explanation, because it's a private club and they do whatever they want to do. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Love, the other guy up nominated for the Heisman. He'll be in New York tonight. Bryce Love, I think, is going to be an excellent NFL back. I think it's a great story that he's at Stanford, not a traditional powerhouse. He does play in the Pac-12. He was about 30 yards shy of rushing for 2,000 yards, which has only been done a handful of times. He's going to get drafted. He's playing in a major bowl game. I mean, this guy's got a shot. But I think the fact that – and he did win the Doak Walker Award for best running back. He won that during the week this week. So there's something to be said about Bryce Love winning it, but I just don't think he put up splash plays, meaning, you know, did he run a touchdown for 80 yards? Did he return a kick? Did he do anything special on special teams? What was his team really – you know, totally sold out on him? No, because he was injured, you know, and I think that was part of the story, was he was injured, you know, ankle injury, high ankle sprain, which for those of you that have had that, you know how difficult it is to play football with that. But he still kept coming back out there and playing. So Bryce literally would come in on first down, run for 20 yards, and then come out of the game for a series, and then go back in the game and run for 20 more. If he could have played full speed, full tilt, I think it was a no-brainer he went to Heisman, but he couldn't. And I've just never seen an injured player or part-time player win the award, so it won't happen. Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma quarterback. So the Heisman favors quarterback, and I think this year will be no different. Now, don't get me wrong. He has put up some incredible numbers. He's had a little mix of controversy around him. He's kind of a show-off. He won the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's best quarterback. And bottom line, his team's in the playoffs. So he's winning. He won his conference, which is the Big 12 conference. He is his team is ranked number two and going to the NCAA playoffs. So no doubt in my mind, Baker Mayfield wins the Heisman. So that's one PAT we could talk about for a while, but let's move on to James Madison football. So last night, it's right now, it's 1AA time because all the 1As are getting ready for their bowl games. And James Madison, who's ranked number one in the country, right down here in Harrisburg, Virginia, they play in the Colonial Athletic Association, which is the finest conference in 1AA football. It's the best, no doubt. Last night, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter in what was an instant classic in their victory over Weber State. They don't get a lot of press, but they're the defending 1A or 1AA champion. That school is a powerhouse, known for putting one or two guys in the NFL. They I believe, will win their semifinal game. Don't know yet who it's going to be. It's either Kennesaw State or Sam Houston State. It'll be one or the other. They play today. They'll play them in Frisco, Texas next weekend. And then they go on for the championship the following week. I think James Madison repeats, and this is a great story. They've got a lot of players on their team. I think what makes James Madison different is they're a 1AA, but they recruit 1A players who either got partial scholarships or, you know, didn't get the full five-star treatment from the 1A school. So I think people take them as, you know, a true 1AA, and they're really not. They're a powerhouse. Almost like Mount Union is in Division III football. Mount Union just takes all the guys that went to Ohio State and could have played there as walk-ons but weren't getting any playing time. That's really what James Madison is. So it'll be interesting to follow their story. We'll update them next week. The next pay attention topic that we could talk about, another easy one here, Caps Wizards. So the Caps are first in the Eastern Conference. Metro Division. They're in first place. And while we haven't gotten halfway through the season yet, they've been pretty much under the radar. Ovi's having a fine season. You know, he's having an all-star year. We get it. You know, I mean, they're playing well, but they're not running away with the division. They're not running away with the conference like they have in past years. And I continue to say this works good for Caps fans. It's good that they don't run away with things and they stay under the radar. They should have some tough games when they get to the playoffs, and they'll make the playoffs. Have some tough series, win those tough series in like 5 or 6 games, and then just keep it. And next thing you know, they're in the Stanley Cup. So I think right now, if you're Caps fans, you're feeling pretty good about things. They've got a little homestand right now. Beat the Rangers last night, 4-2, and what was really a shootout. And the Caps pulled away at the end. So now let's flip over to the Wiz kids. Again, not really pulling away. If the playoffs ended today, they'd be the 16th. So they're not really world beaters. I know Beal had 34 one night, 51 the night before. So I get that, and good for him. He's only doing that because Wall's out. But the fact that they're, you know, pretty much 7-3 in the last 10 games, and they're going 2 weeks without John Wall, and they're still kind of winning. They're kind of in it. That's good for Wizard fans. Because what happens now is, again, they come under the radar, there's low pressure, there's low expectation, and so I think it's good for them to stay right where they are. So, hey, we could talk about those all morning, but our main pay attention topic. Our pay attention topic for today is Georgetown basketball. That's right. Today, at 2 o'clock, they play North Carolina A&T, and what I am predicting will be an empty Capital One Arena. It's snowing in D.C. People don't move around. People just stay in the house. No one's going to go see Georgetown and North Carolina A&T. Now, there are a lot of North Carolina A&T alum in the D.C. area. They got their government job, but they're not coming out to see it. That's not going to happen. So, you know, I started thinking to myself, let's not get too excited. Georgetown's, I think, 8-0, 7-0, whatever they are. You can check me on that one. I'm not sure what the record is. But here's what I do know. They're undefeated. But the teams they played have a combined record of 8 wins and 52 losses. That is the weakest schedule played since Baylor was on probation. The Baylor Bears were on probation in the 2004-05 season. This is the weakest schedule that any team in college, I'm talking about out of 351 Division I basketball programs, this Georgetown team has played the weakest schedule going. Now, why is that? What are they doing? What are they up to? Well, one of the things that Patrick Ewing said he was going to do when he got the job was what his old coach, John Thompson, used to do, which is a real cupcake of a schedule at the beginning. And the reason why you do it is you want your players to get some confidence. You want your fan base to start believing in this facade that is a soft schedule. And you want the recruit. And that's the number one part. And don't lose. Ewing is purposely scheduling blowout games so that now what can happen is, if you're a recruit and you're sitting in the stands, in an empty arena, by the way, and you see these teams getting blown out, you can't help but imagine yourself being part of that. And so you decide to go to Georgetown, and you pick them. Of course, you're going to get a great education. So this is a strategy. So what I would recommend for those of you who are Georgetown fans, I would recommend that you do not judge the Hoyas. Do not judge Patrick Ewing until the Big East season starts. Once the Big East season starts, which is somewhere around January after Christmas, all the holiday tournaments are over and that. Once that's over, then you will know, was this the right move or not? And I think you're going to find out it is the right move, Pat Ewing, and he will bring Georgetown back to prominence, no doubt in my mind. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break from our pay attention topic, and when we come back, there was a termination this weekend this past week in New York, and Coach McAdoo, which if you listen to the Extra Points Radio Show every week, you heard me predict this already that the Giants would fire their coach, but we're not going to stop with the Giants. There are going to be some more firings coming, so we're going to do a quick coaching carousel, see who's staying, who's going. And then on the back half of the show, of course, we're coming back, bring back Fit with Joy Henry, to talk to us about getting fit in 2018. And why are we, you know, how do you even get started with that thing? Like, what do you do? Nobody knows. She'll tell us. We'll be right back on the Extra Points Radio Show. Some of these guys that I'm going to be talking about, Coach Howard and the Extra Points Radio Show, welcome back. Some of these guys that I'm going to be talking about in this next segment will be needing money short because they're going to be out of a job. I mean, period, the end. So I'm going to go through all 32 teams. I'm going to go through the ones that absolutely aren't going to, you know, fire anybody. You know, I'm going to breeze through them very quickly. I want to pay attention to those teams that actually are going to make a change. So let's start in the AFC. With New England, we know Bill Belichick's not getting fired. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to just put this out there, and we'll see what happens. Tom Brady's 40-something, 40, right? At any moment he could retire, would Belichick go when he goes? Just think about that for a second. I don't think it'll be next season. I don't think it'll be at the end of the year. But at any time, that could happen. So, Buffalo Bills, Now, I think Sean McDermott, he's doing a nice job. He's fine. Not going anywhere. 4-3 at home? You know, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that they have competed admirably. And I think, quite honestly, the Giants were so bad. They were so bad that they actually made the Jets look good. And so for that reason, now, Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, you know, he wants to win, and he wants to win now. Major media market, I get it. But I think they hold on to him a little bit longer. I think he's okay. Miami Dolphins, Adam Gase, 5-7 again. I think Adam Gase should be fired. He's only in his second season. I don't think he's done a good job at all. He's supposed to be some quarterback guru, and I know he lost Ryan Tannehill. I get it. But these coaches blaming losing on injuries is the weakest excuse. Everybody has injuries. Everybody. So to tell me that, no, don't lose my job because of injury, that's like saying, you know, in the private sector, don't fire me because the customer stopped buying. You think a bank cares that someone stopped coming in the bank? They still want to be able to make money. They don't care that people stop coming in. So they say, okay, well, then make sure you send them. They tell a teller, send them over to the ATM machine. That way we can make some money. So I don't want to hear this from Adam Gates that, oh, we had so many injuries. I don't want to hear it. I think he should go. That's just me. Steelers, Mike Tomlin, no chance. Ravens, John Harbaugh, not yet. Not yet. They're 7-5 tomorrow night, which I think they can. And they're 8-5, and they got a good shot at a wild card. If they get in the playoffs, and I know these are big ifs, if they get in the playoffs, they could go to the Super Bowl because they have the best defense by far, not even close. They just got to get Flacco on track. I think John Harbaugh's okay for this season. Cincinnati Bengals, Marvin Lewis has got to go. I don't know how this man keeps his job. Well, I kind of do know. And for those of you that know me real well, I'll just put this out there. Marvin Lewis, he doesn't have any facial hair. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Yeah, those that know me know exactly what I'm talking about. It's an inside joke. But Cincinnati Bengals, Marvin Lewis has got to go. He doesn't win. And what I saw the other night with the undisciplined antics of his team and the dirty play, and then they just bumble the lead like that. They were up 17 in the fourth at home on Monday night, and you still figure out a way to lose? He's got no playoff win. They're terrible. Cincinnati, do yourself a favor. Bring Jay Gruden back. Get rid of Marvin Lewis. Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Hugh, let me just warn you about something. When the owner, first of all, you're 0-12. Okay, you're 0-12. You've been outscored by 132 points. Hugh, let me just warn you. When the owner comes out and says, I'm going to fire the general manager, but the coach is coming back next year, that means you're going to be, because here's what's going to happen. They're going to hire a new general manager. That new, which they already did, John Dorsey, which is a well-respected general manager. He's going to watch you over these next four games. He's going to evaluate you off of those four games and your 0-12 and your 2-14 or whatever you were last year. Hugh, it's time to go. It's really, if Cleveland is serious about winning, they get rid of you. If they're serious about winning, you're gone. Tennessee Titans, nope, they're good. They're fine. Leave them alone. Munchak's doing a nice job. Jacksonville Jaguars, they're fine. Maroney's doing an okay job. Houston Texans, yeah. Now, I'm a little biased here because Bill O'Brien is a Penn State guy, a former head coach at Penn State, and I really got a lot of respect for him taking them out of the scandal, you know, and kind of being that transition or that bridge. He hasn't done it in the NFL. He's 4-8. I know you lost to Sean, and you're going to whine and say you're going to be one of those injury guys again. I think you got to go. Indianapolis coach Chuck Pagano, you should be the first one to go. You're 3-9. Don't tell me about Andrew Luck's injury. You basically, other than the year, and I hate to say this, but his health came bad. And his health came bad, and everybody rallied around him and everything. Chuck Strong and all that. And it worked. But he's done nothing other than that year he was out with the health injury. And actually, Bruce Arians ran the team that year. So he's done nothing. Pagano needs to go. Andy Reid, a lot of people would disagree with me on this from Kansas City Chiefs. They started 5-0. They've lost six straight. I don't know. I don't know. That's a monumental flop. Me personally, he's fighting for his job. Me personally. Not saying he should get fired, but I'm just saying. Los Angeles Chargers, Anthony Lynn's done a nice job. No one's talking about it. This brother's doing a great job with the Chargers. He needs to win as many games as he can win with Phillip Rivers at quarterback, because Phillip Rivers is going to retire probably this year. Jack Del Rio, underachieved 6-6, but I think he's okay. Vance Joseph, another brother. He's 1 year in and he's 3-9. Vance, you're being outscored by 109 points. You've got the best defense. Now, I'm sorry. But if John Harbaugh is on the bubble and he's got the best defense and he has no offense and you're doing what you're doing at 3-9, I don't know, Vance. Maybe you weren't ready. I don't know. I don't know if this was a good hire. I'm going to say stay with him, but if they fired him, I wouldn't be surprised. Eagles, no way. Cowboys, 6-6. I think if they're in the playoffs, Garrett stays. Out of the playoffs, Garrett gone. That simple. New York football Giants. They've already done it. They fired their coach. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I think Spags fighting for his job here. They're 2-10. I think if Spags can get them, they're 1-4 at home, which is pretty bad. But they got the last three. They got three out of the last four at home. If Spags can win those home games and get New York fan behind him and this and that, I know some guys he can call to change that coaching staff a little bit, get some more experienced guys on there. I think Spagnuolo could be the Giants' new coach. Now, if not, there are plenty of guys out there that the Giants could work with. I think what the struggle is still going to be Eli and whether or not a new coach is going to want to draft a quarterback, go with Davis Webb, who's third string right now, or do they stay with, you know, stay with just Eli one more year, play out his contract. I don't know. But But they've already fired McAdoo. That was the right thing to do. They also fired Reese, the general manager, which was great. Get Jerry Reese out of there. So good job. Good job, John. Skin from this show. I say it every week. Get rid of the guy. Vikings, nope, they're good. Detroit Lions, do not be surprised. Not only if they fire Jim Caldwell. This is another team where if they don't make the playoffs, I think Jim Caldwell's out. Terrell Austin, the D coordinator, in. Terrell, you know I'm pulling for you, man. Hail the pit. I'm pulling for you. Green Bay, Mike McCarthy. Every year it seems like he's going to get fired. But this is one case where I will say an injury should save the coach. When you lose Aaron Rodgers, who I think is the most valuable player in the league, that does stink. And so I think Mike McCarthy's fine. Another Pitt guy, so I'm pulling for Mike McCarthy. Chicago Bears, John Fox. I know many of you who listen to the show every week, you hear me mention about working for John Fox at the University of Pittsburgh. He told me he'd rip my lips off and send me back to D.C. because I ran a play in practice and got all bent out of shape. Well, guess what, John? Coach Howard wins this one. You're fired this time, John. You can't get away this time. You're 3-9. You're 3-9. You started Trubisky, and it's made no difference whatsoever. The game's passed you by, Foxy. Gone. See ya. New Orleans Saints. Darren. Peyton's good. Carolina Panthers. Ron Rivera. They're good. Atlanta Falcons. 8-5. Went to the Super Bowl last year. I think Dan Quinn is okay. And I think even if he doesn't make the playoffs, he's okay. But next year, I think there's going to be starting to be some grumbling. I really do. Remember, the owner gives away food there. Like, their food is the lowest food. He ain't making a ton of money. He's making money selling nails at Home Depot. He ain't making money selling Chick-fil-A sandwiches at the stadium. So he just bought a brand-new stadium. He needs a Super Bowl. So, Dan Quinn, be careful. Watch yourself. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dirk Cutter, you shouldn't have you stabbed Lovie in the back. You stabbed Lovie Smith in the back. You need to be fired for what you did. You got Jameis Winston. You don't play him for no reason. Some bogus injury. You're 4-8. Dirk Cutter, you got to go. I think I'm up to like 10 coaches already that may get fired on Black Monday. Rams, Sean McVay. Let me tell you something. There are those out there that think he is just a darling of a man. I'm not one of those, but he shouldn't get fired either. Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll, you're good. Arizona Cardinals, Bruce Arians, 5-7. I know you lost Carson Palmer, but I got to tell you, Bruce, you've had a ton of talent, and you haven't really done much. You went to that one Super Bowl. You haven't done much lately. I don't know on that one. I got to see how the last four games play out. I'm not sure about that. And the 49ers, Lil Shanny. Love you, Lil Shanny. I like the way things are going. You're 2-10. You're 2-10, baby. And now you got Garoppolo, so you got your quarterback, so you can leave Kirk Cousins alone. I think you're going to be just fine. So there we go on the coaching carousel. Next week I'm actually going to talk a little college coaching carousel because that thing moves all the time, and it's ridiculous the way guys get fired and hired. And it's just not fair. But anyway, all right. So, hey, when we come back, we want to talk fitness. We want to talk like a day like today. How do you get a workout on? The gym's closed because of snow. It's cold outside, this and that. But you still want to get fit. How do you get started? And then why the person we have? Joy Henry, Fit with Joy. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. And, of course, we're going to take a quick break. And, Chuck, give us a little bit. Give us 30 seconds, Chuck. Give us 30 seconds of Go-Go. By the way, shout out to Go-Go Music. The Wizards, their affiliated G League basketball team is the Capital City Go-Go. Shout out to them. Shout out, I love the name, the Capital City Go-Go. So, hey, we'll be right back with Joy Henry and Fit with Joy on the Extra Points Radio Show. wonder, did I met Chuck Brown, Coach Howard, back on the Extra Points radio show. I met Chuck Brown standing on the corner of 14th and K Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. I'm going to tell you what, Chuck was like 70-something years old. Chuck was in great shape. Chuck was fit. People don't know that about Chuck, but Chuck was fit. I mean, you had to be fit go-go all night long. Chuck would come on about 11 o'clock at night, wouldn't get off till 3. So you had to be fit to live that kind of life. So, hey, speaking of fit, and 2018, we're coming up on fit and fitness and that sort of thing and all these New Year's resolutions and that. And everybody just wants to live a longer, healthier life. And so we want to reach out to one of my former players, Joy Henry, and her Fit with Joy program. Joy, are you there?
Yes, Coach. You know, it's your girl, Joy to the World, as always. Thanks for having me again.
Good, good, good. So, look here, we had you on last week, and we really enjoyed you coming on and talking to us about all of this. Everybody's talking about getting fit January 1. For me, it's bowl game day. That's what it is for me. But for everybody else, it's let's get this New Year's resolution going. How does one – well, let me back up. Let me back up. Tell us, for those that didn't hear last week, give us a little brief synopsis of what – you know, what is Fit with Joy? What is that?
Yeah, definitely. So it's pretty much an all-encompassing, holistic approach to health and wellness, and that's just not being physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, and definitely mentally. So each individual tenet has a premise for sustaining the foundation. So the fit, of course, people talk about the fitness, the wit, that's the mental aspect, commit to a goal and do it, and then joy. I know that's my name. It's pretty catchy. But everybody wants to be happy.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Joy, make sure your microphone's raked up there with you because I know you're loud already because I've been in the gym with you, but I want to make sure everybody can hear you loud and clear. So, okay, so it's a holistic approach to fitness. I get that. Now, you've got to start somewhere. And you know, I'm a football coach, and so for me, the way you start a football team is by hiring a front office that knows how to pick players. Right. And then after the next step is find a coach. And then after that, you and the coach pick the players. And then after that, you start devising plays. Da, 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 and it just goes and goes and goes. Tell me, what are the first, you know, one or two steps to get started? It's specifically in a Fit with Joy program. Like, how does one get started January 1?
Oh, yeah, so definitely. Hopefully you can hear me now because I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic. I'm just passionate about it. And so pretty much with the new year upon us, it's definitely the time is now. I always say this every single day is a lifestyle. But with those who are trying to get into it and bring the new year in right, I'd say like a millennial, as always, goals. You set your goals. So whatever your heart desires, you commit to them. And that can be whether you write it down on a piece of paper or create a vision board to put that next to your mirror so you can consistently see it. Or some people just like to can stay on social media, maybe create a Pinterest of what you would like to look like or how you would like to fit into this particular, pretty much set out for it. So that would just get your mental in motion before any kind of money is involved.
Okay, now wait a minute now. I love that vision board thing. I'm writing that down. I hope everyone out in Extra Points Land wrote that one down.
Yeah,
vision
make sure you
board.
Put it next
okay,
to
the good.
Mirror because that's how you envision yourself in the future, of course.
Okay, all right. Wow, this get deep in the mirror. Okay, good. Now you mentioned something about investment. Now hold on a minute, investment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been around, like you, you're a Division I athlete. I've been around D1 athletes all my life, been around pro players all my life. They don't pay. Their investment is just their time. There is no money. And now talk to me about that because this is a business and sports show. Are you telling me now that there's a capital investment going on here? Tell me about that.
Well, always there's going to be that aspect where you have to pay. I mean, that's just the bottom line, whether it's through your time, through your physical capital and monetary, you have to pay. So you set the goals out and it's quality. You have to invest in not just saying this is the goal I want to do and get to, but you have to find that individual or that organization or that company that's going to help you achieve those goals. So, yeah, there is a monetary investment in that. So you want to budget for whatever fits your.
So what you're saying is right now one would need to be getting mentally prepared. As they write down their goals, they also need to be thinking about the money part, because they may or may not, like, the goal may not meet the money, or the money may, you know what I mean? Like, so for example,
exactly.
If my goal is to lose 40 pounds, that's going to cost more than if my goal is to lose 5 pounds, right? Is that kind of the gist of it?
Somewhat. You can trade pounds for money if you think of it that way. But as Fit with Joy isn't just about losing weight specifically, it's about a holistic approach. So there are other tenets, as I said, of the foundation. So if you're trying to lose weight, that's one aspect, that's one particular individual, and they're fit with joy, being happy with their particular unique way of reaching that goal. But then there are those who want to be great in their particular sport, and they're already technically fit to that extent where someone who isn't an athlete would say, I wouldn't look like that body. But again, we're all trying to do it for ourselves and be healthy. That person might want to do well in football, might want to do a faster 40 time. And so that is a different kind of aspect, a different kind of goal, and it may be a different kind of price point in terms of how many sessions it's going to take for them to get their mechanics and their technique down pat.
I got you. Okay, good, good. So now I got my goals up. I know I'm going to have to put some sort of investment into this, time, money, whatever it is. Okay, I got it. Now, I got a bunch of different folks I can choose from. I could go to the brand name folks and go over there and sign up a form and do this or that. I could just go on my television right here and click on somebody or YouTube or whatever. Or I can come to Fit with Joy. Like, what are the benefits of me choosing Fit with Joy, not necessarily over the others, but just specifically to Fit with Joy? What are the benefits there? Why Fit with Joy?
Yeah, definitely, Coach. There are so many different places to go, so many different tools and materials that can prepare you for it, where you physically probably don't even have to go anywhere. You got the internet, you can go on YouTube clips, you can pretty much design your program accordingly, but it doesn't make for that interface, that personal being to coach you in the present. And so I put that into perspective of you're there, I'm there, we're getting it in together. We're mentally, physically, we're emotionally, we're spiritually, we're trying to reach those dreams that you have. And so a computer won't be able to give you that particular passion, I believe, or even a screen where somebody's displayed on it. And so with Fit with Joy, that foundation, it goes through the holistic approach again. It goes from, like I just said, those tenets of the foundation that's sustained with the fit, the wit, and the joy, just being fit with yourself, but also the mental act to drive you forward and being the pursuit of that happiness that you set for yourself. And so I think anybody, like I said, where there, people are trading pounds for pennies and money, but people want to trade their athleticism to get maybe a scholarship or get faster in their 40. I have every kind of experience in exercise, recreational, and sports, that particular discipline, to make it specialized for your personality type or what your goals are. So pretty much owning your fulfillment is what I can offer you.
Gotcha, gotcha. You listen to Joy Henry, Fit with Joy, on the Extra Points Radio Show. Now, what we want to do is, next week will be your third installment of this Fit with Joy segment. What we want to know from you, now don't tell us yet, because this is the tease part of the business, Ray, the tease. I want you to announce next week what your goal is, your fitness goal is for 2018. You can do that, right?
Oh, man, that's spectacular, and I definitely can. I'm like beaming at the seams right now. Thanks for putting that out there.
Well, while you're beaming, I got one more question for you. I got one more question for you in the segment, which is this. Now, you talked about goals and you talked about making that investment, but the other side of any athlete, doesn't matter, track, the fitness guru, football player, doesn't matter, is injury. Now, I know you've had some. You had a patella tendon, which is a extremely painful injury. It takes NFL guys out of the league.
Yeah.
When you played football for me, I can remember now, Now, one of the coaches said you was fake. I don't know if it's true or not, because you laid down on the field for so long. I don't know how true that is, but tell us about how fitness can help with injury. Tell us about that.
Oh, most definitely. I can recall those feelings, and it stays with you. And I think with, again, the fit with joy aspect, it's the wit that's in the middle of the two words, and it's WIT, it's the mental capacity to overcome things, and that being pain. And I remember my training with my club coaches in track, and I remember one particular one, Coach Sean, saying, "No pain, no gain." And he actually used a Jamaican accent, which I won't try to do right now for the sake of being laughed at. But particularly where your mindset is thinking, I want to achieve these goals, I have to push forward regardless of what I'm feeling. And in some ways, that could be detrimental to your health. So you have to be able to acknowledge what is actual an injury, or actually I'm hurt and I'm no longer able to physically do these things, and even daily activities like walking. And so with fitness, it conditions your body. And you'll see, I believe, with the NFL, there's so many of them. I mean, somebody gets a little wind coming from the east, and they fly, and they flop, and it's all of a sudden their Achilles is no longer with them. And so if you're conditioned properly, if your body's able to exert that energy and repair itself properly, then you're prepared to do those things on the field at full extent. But if you just willy-nilly go through the motion, and our coaches always say that. I believe you said that, Coach. You were like, don't go through the motion. You know, get after it. Every play, every down. And you train that way in practice, because practice makes perfect. And so with fitness, of course, whether you're going to be a professional athlete, you're going to be any tier below that, pro, collegiate, or if you're just trying to make sure that if you step off the sidewalk, you don't pull a hamstring, it's always important to continue to work it out. If that's little by little, that's to your individual level. But it's very important, everything that we do.
Well, I got to add, because listeners are dying to know, before we go to break, and Joy, what we'd like to do is have you come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to do my predictions, and I want to see if you can pick games as well. But I got to ask, were you faking? Because I've never seen a player in 31 seasons on the field that long, and they walked off the field on their own power. Tell America right now, yes, I was faking. No, I was knocked out cold. Just tell us what happened.
Well, you won't get the exact answer from me, but you'll hear the passion in my voice knowing that, for one, you being the coach knew my conditions. You knew my level of fitness. So you had me on the field every single down, every whistle, every snap, whether I was on one side of the ball or the other, or even on another team with the specials. So you literally know that I'm going to be giving it my exact every single bit of my all. So if I'm on the field, if I'm up on my 2 feet or if I'm down, you know, sometimes in football when the pace is going quickly, some people might call it faking an injury or they just need a little bit of wind. Well, even somebody who's been trained and is in their expertise, they can run with the best of them and has multiple athletic powers behind them. If you're going to be on the field every single down, every snap, every whistle blown, you got to get a little blow yourself. You'll see them on the sidelines, those NFL professional players, getting the mask on. And so there were times where I literally needed just a little blow. I wasn't faking an injury, but mainly I was saying, hey, coach, I mean, can somebody come in for me? I mean, I am, you know, kind of superwoman, but even she needs to take her cape off and relax and lay down on it.
I think the audience clearly got the answer. Chuck Brown's going to bail you out with a break right here. And then when we come back, I'm going to do the 2-minute warning, and then we'll do our predictions and close out the show.
Great,
we'll be right back,
guys,
on the Extra Points Radio
right.
Show.
We'll be right back.
Chucky Brown, go-go music, DC, Mambo Sauce, DC. Okay, we are back on the Extra Points Radio Show. I'm your host, the coach, Keith Howard. And so what I traditionally do around this time of the show is I give a two-minute warning. That's just kind of a little moment just to hopefully to inspire just one person out there in the listening audience. And I think the way I'm going to do it today is there's a big game being played today, Army-Navy. And I'm not a military person. I'm not. So I don't know what the discipline is to be a military person. But I do know what their cause is because I reap the rewards of it. The cause is freedom, freedom for our country. And that's exactly what they fight for. That's what they work for each and every day. These guys are not scholarship athletes by no means. And I think that's the beauty of the game. They cannot play anywhere else. They're undersized. They're slower. They just don't have the skill set that a Division I athlete does. But they go out and fight the ultimate fight and give up ultimately with their lives each and every day. And that's why I watch the game and the end of the game to see the two teams in their dress blues and grays singing their alma maters and literally crying because most of them know, especially the seniors, they'll never play football again. They're rarely will you find a Navy or Army football player in the NFL, although the Redskins have one right now, and Reynolds, who used to play for Navy. So shout out to the Army-Navy game this week, today at 3 o'clock at the Link in Philadelphia. And I want to bring back in Pit with Joy. Joy Henry, are you there?
I am here, Coach, yes.
Good, good, good. So look, so what I do around this time is I pick games. And, you know, you would think as much as I knew about sports that I would be 100%. Well, I'm not even close. But so I got a couple games here I want to pick with you and see if you can beat me. Last week I was 3 out of 5. So you ready?
I am.
All right. So here we go. Here we go. So you just heard me talk about Army-Navy. I'm going to go with Army over that. I just don't think Army won the game last year. I've watched Navy probably 6 times this year. I just don't believe that they'll have enough firepower to score more points. I got Army winning that game 23-17. What say you?
Well, Coach, I would say that we generally watch the games together. And I say you're prophetic with most of the calls, most of the plays, and you could pretty much coach with the best of them, I'd say. So sometimes it's pretty pathetic when the outcome is not in your favor. And on this end, I'm going with the shipment. Over Navy. Those nights, even though my brother is over in Afghanistan and he's protecting our freedoms, I'm not going to stick with the Army. I believe that Navy, they're the ones that are destined to win. It seems like the spreadsheets are also on their end. So I got the shipment over the Knights. And because of the style of play with the Navy, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I would say no more than 20-17, Navy.
There we go. Moving on to the next one. I got the the L.A. Chargers, led by Phillip Rivers, easily over the Redskins. The Redskins are going to pack it in tomorrow. Teams usually pack it in around this time of year when they're 5-7 and there's grumblings of a coaching change. I see them totally quitting on Jay Gruden tomorrow. Chargers over Skins. What say you?
Well, I know that over there in the West Coast, they got the wildfires going on. It disrupted some practices. And I think for the Skins traveling over there, different time zone, and again with the recent events and historical wildfires blowing, it's gotten down to, you said San Diego, but it definitely was in L.A. I'd say that the Chargers are going to charge against the Skins. And, yeah, Jay Gruden, he's not going to win, and it's not going to look good for him next year, like you said earlier in the show.
All right, we agree. Good, good. I got Baker Mayfield easily over the rest of the field. I know that you were pulling for Barkley, and he deservedly should have stayed at home. But I got Baker Mayfield easily winning. His quarterbacks always win. There are a lot of things that come into play that don't have anything to do with football. Baker Mayfield easily wins the Heisman. What say you?
Well, I do see the Manziel, Mayfield in pretty much Mayfield Baker. So I'd say that, yeah, what you're saying with the persona, the Heisman being a private club, and They don't have to answer to anyone. I say that this quarterback amongst the field, even though you have Lamar Jackson, won last year, and you said his numbers are better, and that's proven. And the only other guy who won twice in a row would be Archie Mason. I'm pulling for Jackson just to say, oh, this is something that could be another repeat in history. But my heart just tells me they're going to go with Mayfield. So I agree.
You know what? You know, I like you, and I like doing the show with you because, like me, you're not perfect, right? You're not, and I get on here, and I mean, I've ruined the King's English, this, that, and the other. But I don't know who Archie Mason is. Archie Griffin, I know. He went to Ohio State and won the Heisman twice, so I do know him. But anyway, moving forward, I got the Giants. So this is my upset
Bunker,
pick of the week.
Right?
Or Archie Bunker. This is my upset pick of the week.
Mason's his middle name, by the way. Sorry to cut you off. Just so you know,
research.
I do my Google. Archie Mason Griffin.
There you go.
I didn't get the chance to finish it all off.
Very good. I get you. This is my upset pick of the week. I got the Giants and an inspired Spag, Eli, Landon Collins beating the Cowboys, who are desperate for a win. They're 6-6. They got to win. If they go 6-7, no playoff. I got the Giants upsetting them. New York fan, what say you?
On behalf of Michael Strahan, I believe as he had rallied around his quarterback, who is now back in effect, Eli will be the Manning, and he will make this the Super Bowl for the ages in a sense. One of these receivers, I don't know who it's going to be, maybe King, I don't know, all these different names, they keep switching the route. So I'm believing in what you said, and I'm going to go on that particular bandwagon and say even though that the season's lost, they might get this third win over the Cowboys, and it'll be something to cherish within the NFC East.
All right, good. So we agree there, too, stepping way out there. And then finally, you know, I'm a big John Harbaugh guy. I love John, shared an office with him. But I think he loses. I think he loses Sunday night in a slobber knocker of a game. This Steeler team, I'm telling you, the next two games, they got Ravens and then they got New England. I think this will determine whether or not they go to the Super Bowl, these next two games. I got the Steelers beating the Ravens. What say you?
Well, I'm going to ride with where I am in the local area with the Baltimore Ravens. I think John Harbaugh needs this, like you said. And then you look at the last game on Monday and you see the hits and the penalties and you still have Ryan Shazier in the hospital recovering. I know that the team, how they did well and they were able to, in the second half, flip things around and they did it. And I just feel like Marty Mordenwig and his defense is not going to allow that comeback. I think Joe Flacco showed some flashes of greatness last week, and maybe he can compose something and have everybody singing his graces. I believe that the Ravens will take it.
Man, I tell you what, you know in your stuff. I'm loving it. Joy, hey, look, we love having you come on the show. We really appreciate the tips around fitness and Fit with Joy. We look forward to next week and you announcing what your fitness goal is for 2018. Can you come back with us next week?
I would love to. I would appreciate that you guys have me again, and I will deliver that.
Very good. Joy Henry, Fit with Joy, and join us here on the Extra Points Radio Show. Joy, be careful.
Sure thing. Enjoy.
All right. So, hey, great show again this week. Like I said, you heard me talk about in the pay attention topic about the Army-Navy game. That's a pretty big deal. You got the Heisman tonight. I've already told you he's going to win that. So go out, go to dinner, or you know, make dinner. Go in the kitchen, make dinner, and don't even watch it because I've already told you he's going to win. Website, extrapointsllc.com. Hey, great site, stocking stuffer. The book, Extra Points, The Life of My Story. Read it. You might learn something. And then, of course, if you need somebody to come out to your Christmas party and host or speak or what have you, be glad to do it. Just reach me at coach@extrapointsllc.com. Next week we'll have another exciting show. Don't know yet what we'll be talking about, but I know it's the holidays, so we'll probably do listener call-ins because it's really, really tough to get guests around this time of year. Of course, reach us out on Twitter at Extra Points LLC. That's at Extra Points LLC. And, you know, I'm looking at, if you flip over to ESPN, they're having a snowball fight on College Game Day. And David Pollack just tried to take Maria's head off with a snowball. I thought they were just joking around. And somebody needs to check this guy for steroids, my goodness. So anyway, hey, look, thanks again to Joy Henry, Fit with Joy, for being on the show. And as always, and you guys know what I'm going to say, you watch enough football, you know what I'm going to say. As always, think about this during your week when things don't go right. When, you know, like Joy said, you step off the curb and you sprain an ankle. The extra point is still always up, and it is plenty good.